I'm Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter,
along with the families of the hostages. I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world, on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Third hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We sort of kicked it off last week with T.J. Kurgan out at SHOT Show. We were talking about Adam's arms. T.J.'s voice was strained. And, like I said, he was in the middle of a SHOT Show. But you're going to be hearing a lot about Adam's arms because Adam's arms actually wants to participate with me. And I picked Adam's Arms because I think for what they do, they are the best, and they are the best value. So joining me from some bunker somewhere in near Tampa, you've heard him before, and now we get to hear him again. He's just at a different zip code. T.K. Martindale, good morning, sir. That's awkward.
Brother Bill, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
Right on, man. Sorry about that.
No problem. Okay, so you have moved from the Shooter Source to Adam's Arms. What are you doing for Adam's Arms now?
I'm a product development manager and OEM sales coordinator, so I'm designing some of our new firearms and new products that are coming out. And setting up, you know, other custom gun manufacturers like the one you and I met at about 2 years ago now. So they can use our awesome products like our Voodoo Innovations barrels and our life-coated, you know, gas tubes.
Well, let's talk about Adam's Arms at large, and then I want to talk about the gun you're building for me. But Adam's Arms, what is the big difference between Adam's and a lot of these quote-unquote AR manufacturers is the fact that they, Adam's Arms, have a whole lot of organic manufacturing capacity, don't they?
Yeah, we are creating 70% of the rifle in-house. I mean, that can't be said a lot in the industry. You know, the big identifier was post-Sandy Hook when everybody's trying to source parts and every barrel manufacturer couldn't make enough barrels and every bolt manufacturer couldn't make enough bolts, and Freedom and all those big companies were consuming all the big numbers and all the little guys were just hungry. So Adam's Arms did a big step up and said, no, we're going to single source stuff. We're going to build our own components and we're going to build the best components we can. And then whatever we have left over after we build it, we'll let other guys build their guns out of it.
In a way, with other rifle manufacturers that do outsource their manufacturing, this is not a matter of development for them. This is just a matter, in some cases, of cost and what will work with their abbreviated vision. If they want to come out with a rifle, they have to look at what's available that will actually work within the rifle, and it may not actually be what they want to put out there, whereas with you guys, you can design it from the infancy of the idea floating around between your ears to seeing it in metal form and going being bolted onto a gun. Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, the way Adams began is by providing the end user with the ability to convert his direct gas gun into a piston gun. And that was just done by creating a few parts and adding it to your current creation. The problem that we ran into is that there is a inconsistency across the board and all the different manufacturers, so you couldn't guarantee that everything was to the appropriate spec, because guys aren't, you know, you could use the term mil-spec, but it's not necessarily at perfect mil-spec or at the current mil-spec or at mil-spec cura, you know, 1962. So that caused Adams to start building our own components and building our own uppers and then building our own rifles and then speccing our own rifles and then designing new systems based around the rifles that we create.
Now, historically, and I don't know if I'm being correct about this, you can tell me. Now, for those of you who don't know TK's qualifications, he is he's a combat veteran. He's served in two branches of the military, and he's a three-gun competitor as well. So he's run a gun when somebody's shooting at him, and he's run a gun when he's just running against the clock. So with Adams, Adams puts together a very, very refined rifle, and heretofore, if I'm not mistaken, and if I am, you slap me around about this, it has the three-gun community has really embraced them, haven't they?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I had seasoned veterans, guys that I grew up when I was a young kid prior to my military years, you know, 12, 14 years ago, watching them shoot on ESPN and on Wild World of Sports, shooting three-gun back in its infancy, come up, shoot my rifle, and go, wow, I only own one rifle that shoots as soft and as light as this thing. And, you know, it's a $5,000 custom-built gun that weighs 12 pounds. And I go, well, this gun weighs 6.7 pounds, and it's a piston. you know, my prototype one, the one that we assembled to do initial testing on, is already at 11,000 rounds without the bolt carrier group coming out of the receiver since we put it together. That's something you can't say about most of your standard ARs.
Well, one of the things that I like about the type of gun that is developed within three gun is the same things that makes that a good gun for three gun would make it a really good thing to run in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys look at things like weight. You don't need to have stoppages or malfunctions when you're running against the clock. And you're looking for durability. So everything that you develop before it ever makes it into a gun, you probably beat it to death.
Man, our R&D team consists of myself, my friend Clay, and my friend Eric. And at one point, all of us that were the Team Adams Arms shooting team were all active duty soldiers at Fort Bragg. And Clay and Eric had the unique ability of being on a military job. They were weapons instructors for Special Forces soldiers. So the ammo budget was pretty infinite, and the ability to abuse and destroy guns was absolutely, you know, infinite. They'd pass the gun from one guy to the next guy to the next guy and go, hey, I want you to burn, why don't you burn three magazines full auto, then pass it to your buddy, we'll shoot a group, and then we'll pass it to your next guy, he can burn three or four magazines full auto, and then we'll see if anything fails.
You guys... How was SHOT Show for you guys? I talked to TJ, and to his credit, I got to say, TJ did not sound hungover.
No, TJ, I got to meet TJ at SHOT Show. We conversed multiple times over, emails, text messages, and phone calls, but actually getting to put a face to the guy, like you know, it's a little bit different when you hear somebody over the phone than when you finally get to meet him in person. What a great guy. We took him out to our second day, which was SHOT Show Buyer Day, and he got to put hands on a bunch of product that he was excited about finally getting to see, and his excitement about it passed on to the next guy that came up to the booth. We burned up about 9,000 rounds of ammo in 2 days just passing, 10 and 15-round magazines to each guy that walked by and going, hey, you want to shoot the softest shooting AR you've ever shot? Check out my 16.5 core.
What does CORE stand for? It's C-O-R-E.
It's C-O-R, and it's for Competition Optics Ready Rifle. It's basically an out-of-the-box, grab your rifle out of the box, throw a mag in it, and throw an optic on it, and that thing is ready for you to go compete and have a very competitive gun. And, I spec that rifle, and I'm proud of that rifle, so it's got a light profile, ultralight barrel with a rifle-length system, which is something that is very interesting in the market because pushing rifle-length systems out on short barrels is very challenging on the tuning, but because the piston system, it functions flawlessly. Specced it with a Magpul MOE buttstock, a Magpul K2 pistol grip, and a Hyperfire 24C trigger, So when you grab the rifle up, you don't have to go, hey, do I need to put a comp on it? No, it's got a jet comp, and it's a very efficient compensator. Hey, do I need to put a different handguard on it? No, it's got an Evo ultralight 15-inch rail. Okay, do I need to put any other features on it? No, we actually spec it with the appropriate grip, stock, and trigger so that all you need to do is throw your favorite optic on it and get out on the range.
Piston-driven. Now, piston-driven lends itself to a whole difference. Piston-driven is the way your combat weapons are run for the most part, the venerable AK. Well, I'll tell you what,
Absolutely.
Before we get into that, let's take a pause. Go ahead and refresh your coffee cup. I just reheated mine, so I'm just going to sit here. We'll talk about piston-driven when we get back. You stand by. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Hip hop heads.
You do it like this.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, he was in flux for a little while. I sort of missed it. I sort of missed that he was in flux, but now he's out of flux, and he's all over the place, and he's with Adam's Arms, and we're joined again by T.K. Martindale, and we're talking about what they do build and what they do with what they build. And we were about to talk about the piston system, which the traditional AR-15 has something called gas impingement. with gas impingement while it does work. Originally, in the 60s, when they fielded the M16, a lot of GIs died because the gas impingement system had not been perfected at that time.
Right.
Whereas the piston drive system, which our enemies use predominantly, is sort of one of those things that just runs no matter what you do to it.
So the biggest issue is ARs run dirty. You're redirecting molten carbon, hot gases, after non-fired components, things that didn't burn up while going down the barrel. You create a wall with the projectile, force that gas back through the gas tube, back into the bolt carrier group, striking the gas key, unlocking, and letting recoil take over the rest and drive the bolt to the rear. Well, the other things coming down that gas tube with that hot gas is dirt, junk, grime, molten carbon, unburnt powder, and any obstruction that was left in the barrel after the bullet passed it. It's a dirtier system. It creates a lot of issues that require routine, regular, and repetitive maintenance. The advantages of the piston system are that none of those particles are now being introduced back in the bolt carrier group. Like I said, you know, our test gun on this particular rifle, it was at 11,000 rounds, and we still haven't taken a bolt carrier group out of it. We ran a buddy of mine, one of our other Team Adams Arms guys, a guy named Jeff. He's a 3rd Special Forces Group guy. He's run his in a couple harsh climates. He's had the gun to the point that he burnt the barrel out of the gun and said, hey, I know the piston system, the plug system and feature won't work anymore because I welded it shut because I never took it apart to clean it. But if you would, just put a new barrel on it and send it back because everything else is fine.
I'm looking at the website, and it looks like the Hangout has dropped, even though it's still running live and everything, and it was even dropping out on YouTube, so...
Yeah, I lost your YouTube a minute ago.
Okay, for those of you that are listening, or if you're still... Is audio still out there, even though the video is gone?
I turned audio off because I didn't want a little feedback. Let's
was it distracting? Okay. Those of you, somebody in the chat room, answer me as far as...
No, I lost audio.
Okay. Let me put something in the chat room. Anybody that can hear me, if you were watching all of that, and that was the way you were listening as well, go to republicbroadcasting.org, click Listen Live. Oh, the beauty. Oh, the beauty of it. Pass that around, TK.
I'm telling you. anyway, yeah, let's see. I just hot-linked a YouTube video of the 3D... animation of a piston system and operation so that your guys can actually, if they want to, jump on there, check out that hot link and see how it functions in comparison to a standard AR. The key advantages are the gas and all the pressures, all the molten carbon are being expended about an inch and a half behind the gas block. So you're not throwing anything back towards you and anything back in the bolt carrier group. That's how, if you could see my 3-gun match rifle at the end of this year, 3-gun competitors, like they're super safety conscious, and I applaud them for that. It's a huge, I guess feature that everyone is so safety conscious because it really creates an environment of safety conscious shooters. But they like to lock my bolt back to the rear and then put your rifle in a rack. Well, most of the ranges are out in these like rural, non-urban environment. So you got grass, and you got dirt, and you got rocks, and you got all this other stuff. So I promised the guys over here at Adams I would not pull my bolt out of my rifle for the whole 3-gun season or do any maintenance to it whatsoever. So so by the end of the year, I've got, like, green grass. You know, I've got a mixture of, like, North Carolina, like sand hill sand in it. I've got Florida beach sand in it. I've got Texas black prairie dirt in it. You know, I've got a New Mexican red clay mixed up in that thing that made a really nice color creation, but people would look into my bolt carrier group and just, like, scratch their head and look at me like I was ridiculous. Then I'd go to the stage and the gun would run flawlessly.
Let me ask you a question. Now, 3-gun competitors, how often do they change equipment?
It's an ever-evolving cycle, Bill. We like to say it's drag racing with guns, and it really is. So every time something innovative comes out that I can shave a tenth of a second or create, you know, a 5% increase in reliability or a 5% reduction in recoil, guys will evolve and modify and change from one day to the next day in the middle of a match almost. I mean, it is a ever-evolving thing. Sometimes to your detriment. I've definitely made decisions after the first day of a match, made a change, and then the next day paid for, you know, not having real-time testing, not having confidence in the equipment is a huge thing. Sometimes the gun will be functioning flawlessly, but because you don't believe in it, you're gonna perceive stoppages and problems that aren't really there. They're just in your head.
Well, the reason I'm asking that is that every time you guys come out with a weapon, a rifle, the prototype it's based upon, how many rounds does that put through before you say, okay, this is a production model?
Yeah, so, I mean, our prototyping is going to vary depending on the product. Like, you know, we just released a new handguard that we designed.
Right.
I don't necessarily have to shoot it.
Right.
A lot to know that it's going to be a good handguard, but I do have to put it through a torture test to see if it's going to fracture and do what I expect a handguard to do. And like you said, I got 10 years of military combat infantry service behind my belt, 5 in the Marine Corps, 5 in the Army. I expect guns to do things that a lot of people will cry and wince after they see what I've done to my guns. But I expect them to be able to take that because that might be my end user. You know, say on average, 50% of my consumers are going to buy the rifle, look at it really pretty, and shoot it every other weekend. But let's say the other 50, you know, say there's 15% of those guys who are going to expect my thing to perform in a law enforcement or military application. I've got to go ahead and test it beyond what they think that gun should be capable of.
Well, the reason I ask that, now, for those of you that are not familiar with the Adams line, I would stack the Adams line against any boutique gun out there. And when I say boutique gun, what I'm referring to is the type of AR that you see that starts at the price point of about $2,400, $2,500. And those that are out there like that, I know that they have to test them, and I know that they have development, and I know they have all this other stuff. But without naming names, these amongst there really aren't that many AR manufacturers out there today that manufacture as much of the gun as you guys do, right?
No, there's quite a few guys that are striving to get there, but I mean, there are very few guys that can single source as many components as we can. There are some name brand off the shelf that you can go pick up at a large box store that rifle, other than having the laser or roll stamping of the company you think you're buying it from, has never seen a single manufacturer or a single part from that actual label that's on it.
Well, I mean, is it safe to say that with some of these big box or some of these bigger manufacturers that you're talking about that you can buy in the big box store, that I could pretty much duplicate that gun? Well, I'll tell you, I'll ask that question when we get back. This is just, you know, it just captures my imagination, so I got to talk about it. You stand by. We'll be right back as we try to resolve the feed problem. In the meantime, on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to T.K. Martindale from Adams Arms, where he gets to test and develop and design and then build things and watch them actually go from a rough sketch on a piece of paper to something mounted on an AR or the AR itself. It's sort of like being at the candy store, isn't it?
I'm telling you, Bill, the manufacturing capability is incredible. I can literally come up with a theory, pass it off to our one of the guys that works for me. We nicknamed him Boy Wonder, Mark Wonder Dude. And this guy has the ability to create solid models based on me and two other guys' words that come out of our mouth. Like, I can draw a picture in my mind and watch him create it on a computer, and in half an hour after he creates it on a computer, I can have that part in metal and take it for real-time testing to see if it makes sense or if we were, you know, drank too many mustards that morning.
I'm being asked in the chat room, and you sort of answered this, but I think it's a pretty
good question. Yeah, I was halfway into it and halfway in another conversation, so I'll answer it live if you want to.
Sure. They're wanting to know how the piston system works in different climates.
Sure. So the piston system, the reason they exist is for those harsher environments, right? We continue to reference the AK, but let's think back before that, the M1 Garand, the German first assault rifle that was ever created, the MP44, the M240 Golf, the M249 Squad Automatic Weapon. These are all piston system firearms. The piston system kit that we provide is a huge advantage in a temperate climate. it's less affected by high or low temperatures because the gas force that's being redirected and exerted to function your bolt and your system, it's exerted less than an inch and a half after the gas port, right? So if you're talking about a standard 20-inch M16A2, you have a gas port at 11 inches down the barrel. That gas port at 11 inches down the barrel then has to track 11 inches back to drive the bolt carrier back. My gun, the piston guns, it travels 11 inches, hits the gas port, and an inch and a half behind the gas port, it strikes the piston rod that drives the bolt carrier back. So it's only got a distance of travel of 12 and a half inches instead of 22 and a half inches. So in those harsh environments, it's much more reliable. The other huge advantage we have is that we use some incredible high technology included coatings, a coating system that we call Life Coat. So it's a multiple different high temperature, high tech coatings that are combined to create a lubricant impregnated coating that you would have to impregnate your upper receiver with diamonds in order to defeat this coating.
I was thinking about that. I've got a whole pile of diamonds just sitting right here to encrust mine.
I'm not saying a diamond-encrusted AR-15 upper wouldn't be a nice thing to look at, but let's just face it, most people aren't going
to
do it.
I was just wanting to make Paris Hilton jealous.
Yeah, there you go. The Tiffany AR.
Yeah, yes. I like that. I like that. For the well-heeled. Now, the other thing about the, as I call them, boutique guns, your guns arguably are actually put to the test more just because they're actually sold more and go out there and then get beat to death by a bunch of young fellas running up and down a range that think it's great to shave another half second off of their time. Whereas with a lot of these boutique guns, and sooner or later we'll start naming names, but just not today.
Yeah.
With some of these, they do
exactly...
I'll
let you name some names, Bill. I'm not naming any.
Okay, that's fine. With these boutique guns, most of the people that buy them are, like you said, they go out and shoot them one weekend a month. And so what is somebody, when they're comparing these two together, what should they be looking at when making a decision? First of all, the Adams Arms is less expensive than most of these boutique guns, but what else are they looking for? Because most of these tactical trainers, which appeals to me because I'm a 52-year-old guy versus a three-gun competition, but I can go tactically train. But they all recommend a gun that we know is going to run. So when somebody's comparing one, the Adams Arms, to any of the boutique guns out there that you see your favorite tactical training heroes run, what should they take into consideration?
Well, I mean, apples to apples. We have a more reliable system. It's more robust. It's more reliable. It's got more efficient coatings. It has improved components that we have built and designed to make this the most reliable system we could make it, right? No one ever questions or asks, hey, is that Bushmaster going to run anything that I put in it? It's really surprising me that the piston systems get as much scrutiny as they do when... If you look at across the board in assault rifle history, the piston system is the most common and most reliable. Gas direct impingement gas systems only exist in a very few firearms, and most of those firearms have been historically known to be problem children. We have spent a very, very large amount of time doing research and development and product testing and destroying our own guns in order to prove to people how robust and how reliable this system is. I just kind of find it funny that a guy takes it for granted that his off-the-shelf $700 AR that he bought at the box store is going to function, but I routinely have requests from tactical training groups, military and law enforcement representatives, that we send them a rifle so they can beat it up to prove that it works. It's just kind of funny to me. I'm like, you expect that one to function flawlessly and don't request anything of them, but you routinely request this of me, even though you can jump on ARFCOM or any number of other outlets that you can find gun and gear reviews, and every time we have a gun and gear review, we perform flawlessly.
Does that really happen?
Yeah, it really happens. Funny story about tactical trainers. You know your buddy out there at Tactical Response out in Tennessee?
Yes.
He had commented about his lack of faith in piston systems, and I happened to see him walk by me on media day. Me and the vice president of the company, Jim Granger, were there. And Jim goes, let's go see how he feels about our piston now. So come on over and shoot the rifle. Throw him 230-round mags. He got 6 rounds. Well, on his first round, he had leaned so far forward into the gun expecting it to have standard AR recoil, which right. It doesn't because it's a competition-ready gun, that he fell forward after the first shot. Then he looked funny at my bolt carrier group and had wondered if it cycled, then put it back to his shoulder and ran a string of about 15 rounds, looked at his cameraman and said, it feels like a stinking pellet gun. So I'm pretty proud of this system. I'm pretty proud of the core rifles, too, because it was the first one I actually got to do my, you know, product development part of on speccing the rifle, taking it from theory into reality. So it's something else.
Well, I would expect James to be buying a gun from you then, because
I sure hope so.
The problem with James is such a purist that he has to experience it to believe it. And if he's experienced it, I'd be like thinking, well, James is going to be buying one of those. So
yeah, well, I mean, you know, if he wants to be a purist and if you want to run the standard configuration of a AR-15 M16, we have a package for you. It's the 16-inch mid or carbine base rifle, and they're ready to go out of the box, and we've got them all day long and ready to send them to you. I mean, we're talking an MSRP $1,300 AR. You know what I mean? Ready to go, piston system, in a soft case with 2 magazines, upgraded features, optional upgrade to Kryptek camouflage pattern. I mean, these things are ready to go. We're coming in hard and heavy this year because we've got a lot of product that we believe in, and I want to get them out there in front of you guys.
Well, and that puts it well below the mid-range. And that's, you guys are below the mid-range with your mid-range guns, and you're below the boutique with your boutique-level guns. And,
again, we're talking about MSRP, and I don't know about you guys, but as a consumer, I refuse to pay retail. I've got a little Gas Buddy app on my phone that I search before I go fill the truck up because I got a V8 and I live in Florida. I do the same thing with my rifles. Hit your local retail outlet. Talk to somebody. See what prices that, you know, they're willing to offer you, cost compare, and buy the best rifle that you can afford to buy.
All right, we're about to go to the last break on the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you're
your
building
gun.
For me, and then we're going to talk about
your gun, Bill.
My gun. We're going to talk about my gun, and then we're going to talk about the fact that that's just not something you guys only extend to me. So,
exactly.
That's all when we come back. How can they find Adam's Arms and what Adam's Arms does?
Hey, guys, we are on every social media network that you can use. We're on Instagram, the Twitter network. We're on Facebook. We're all your normal outlets. We're on ARFCOM. I have guys that spend nothing but their entire day monitoring and answering any kind of questions that you guys have about our product on AR15.com. You can find us directly at www.adamsarms.net. Or you can shoot us an email here at sales@AdamsArms, contact@AdamsArms.net. You can shoot me an email at tk@AdamsArms.net, and we'd be glad to talk to you and answer any questions you have.
Roger that. Stand by. We will be right back. Last time this hour, I give it back to Republic on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strike
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Back as we get ready to go away on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Adams Arms is TK Martindale. Now, right now, while he's talking to us on the phone, probably right below him or left or right of him somewhere on his little workbench is a gun he's building for me. Now, the thing I want to point out to you folks out there is that this is not a service specific to me, but that this is also something that is available at Adams Arms. Don't they have a drop-down menu on the website where you can literally build your gun?
Yeah, we just launched a new website, and we're getting that built up as we speak. But each and every item that you would attach or add to or change on your rifle, we're going to have, slowly but surely, the ability to just drop down and a la carte build your gun.
Now, and see, here's the beauty of this, because a lot of your people that, there are gun manufacturers out there that have people that are assembly people, but you have gun people as assembly people. You have three gun competitors, military veterans, spec ops veterans, and everything that, what is it, what did you say, 70% of the stuff that they're putting on the gun is something you guys built.
It's actually being produced on machines that are in
the next room next to firearms assembly.
Right. So from point A to point B, this is something that's never seen the light of day yet. It's being put on your gun. It's being assembled by somebody that knows what makes a good gun run. And maybe, in some cases, by somebody that tested that prototype to a certain degree. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my assembly guys are freaking incredible. I really love working with them. They're all like you said, end user application. They have it down to a T, which lends them to be able to build a really good rifle because they know what to expect out of a good rifle. But the neatest thing to me is that they come over to me and go, "Hey, we know you got custom gunsmithing experience. If I run into this problem, would this be a good indication of this stuff?" And I go, "Yeah." And then 2 days later, I'm going to go, "Hey, I've never seen a thing like this before," because I'm not doing a routine assembly on a regular basis. And they go, "Oh, yeah, well, the workaround for that is this solution." So it's a really a lot of fun to see mass production versus single source custom production. And the way that we go back and forth, and we all work around our problems together, but it's really fun to do.
Back to the let's go to the phones real quick before we continue on. John in Austin, yes, sir. What can we do for you,
gentlemen? I have a quick question. How about some tips for someone who would be venturing for the first time into this custom gun world about working with a custom manufacturer and what to expect and you know, sort of the do's, don'ts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the first thing you'd want to consider, John, and I'm going to let TK jump in on this one.
Yeah,
you got to understand the difference between cosmetic custom and true custom.
Yeah,
TK, you go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, these things kind of came about since Kimber and the Smith & Wesson Performance Center and those kind of guys stood up. You used to have true custom where you would go buy a gun from a commercially available retailer and take it to a local gunsmith and tell them how you wanted that gun modified to suit your application. You know, the large manufacturers looked up and said, "Hey, this is a pretty good idea. You know, if we offer people options, they can spend their money with us buying an improved product instead of going to a local guy and having him do it. And then if the local guy screws it up, we have to service and warranty repair it. Let's just go ahead and do that here in-house for ourselves." You know, for that's to answer the first side of production custom versus full-on custom build. The second answer that I can give you is go to local shops. Go to local shops, find a couple different things, and throw every one of those rifles up your shoulder. You know, ask the guy behind the counter about different stocks. You know, ask him which ones he sells more of, and understand that just because he sells more of it doesn't make it better. They might just have a better marketing department than the less sold stock. So, you know, get a feel for the stocks, the grips, the triggers, the handguards, the muzzle devices. You know, call manufacturers, you know, ask to speak to a guy like me, a product development guy or a assembly guy, and ask him, "Hey, like, which one of these have you had the most demand for? Which one do you feel the most comfortable with?" Because, I mean, I'll tell you right out, I've had a single rifle, the upper that I took on my last deployment, has had 5 different handguards, 4 different muzzle devices, 8 different optics or sights. You know, versions on the top end of just the top part of that rifle, and the bottom end of my rifle changed stocks 3 times during the 3-gun season.
Right.
It's really what feels good for you. You know, buy whatever you're buying from a reputable manufacturer. You know, if you can't pronounce the name or if it looks somewhere upon it says made in China, I shy away from it just because they mass produce things at a level that quality control has been known to go out the window on more than one occasion. So, you know, your Magpul components, your Mission First Tactical stocks, Arc Defense, the list goes on and on and on. Just depends on how custom you want to go. If you want to build a rifle to suit your needs, go look at KFS Industries, also known as Ken Sight. They used to make nothing but pistol sights. A couple of my buddies from Army Marksmanship Unit are having them build an AR stock that has infinite adjustment. So It doesn't have predetermined set points. You set it wherever you want to. You can do pitch and cant on the butt pad. You can raise the eye relief, your cheek weld up and down. You can pull that thing in and out infinitely available distances until it suits you perfectly. Go ahead.
You know, I hear what you're saying, TK. And where I'm going is like people who would help you disseminate, like, what's a good improvement and what's cosmetic, you know, if I do some kind of funky buffer pad.
Right. Gimmick buffer systems.
Let me give you an example, John.
Send it.
You can take a $700 AR and make it look almost identical to the Adams Arms AR, except for a couple of things. The internals, those quad rails and everything else, yes, they're nice. And most of the time, if you're buying them off the rack, if you bought a $700 or $800 or $900 AR and you took it to the point of looking like the Adams Arms gun, you're within a couple of $100 of just buying one anyway that would come with all that stuff already on it. But the internals are what makes the difference. How long is that barrel going to last? How, you know, this is not an off-the-rack trigger that they're putting in. This is a trigger developed by Adams Arms. And when you're buying a gun that way and you're going to the local gun shop and picking out a buttstock from these guys and you're picking out a quad rail from these guys and everything else, if any of those components start to fail, then you've got, 12 different directions to go into to try to get your money's worth out of it based on their warranty and everything else, whereas buying a gun at Adams, which is truly custom and developed based upon who knows how many rounds and durability tests and everything else, it's just, you just got to go to one place.
Yeah. And again, Bill, I mean, to further your point, what I was saying about going out and get your hands on and test all that stuff, literally go feel it in the real world. You know, I'm a small dude. I have to special order pants, right? It's really hard for me to find stuff in my size. So I will go to the local retail outlet. I will find something from that manufacturer. I will go, you know, find a size close to what I actually need, try it on, see how it fits, and then I'll go order online the appropriate thing. So go test out, get a feel for what you like in your rifle, jump back onto my website or go to your local dealer and request him to order the rifle that we supply that is the closest to what you want on it. You can drop online, pull up my 1-800 number, call our guys, and we can build the rifle of your dreams. Just give us a call. The gimmicky buffer weights questions,
I tell you what, TK, maybe we need to circle back and fill the last half hour tomorrow.
Right on.
Because we're about to run out of time, John.
Bill, pass John my email address and tell him we can further this dialogue later.
I will do it. John, you email me all the time. Email me and I'll send you TK's contact information.
Right.
John, thanks for the call. TK, AdamsArms.com?
.net.
AdamsArms.net. You'll be hearing more from TK and a whole bunch of other people. I'll be in touch
with you
later.
Hey, Bill, sorry we didn't get to your rifle yet, man.
Well, that's what we'll do tomorrow. We can call the segment, I Am Bill's Rifle.
I Am Bill's Thinking Rifle. There are many like it. Wait a minute, no, there's not.
Okay, very good.
All right, brother.
Take it easy. Remember this, folks, it's never been about gun control ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.